His mother trained rescue dogs. In fact, she had trained King's mother, Rosie. That's how his parents had first met. Walter was looking for a new rescue dog and had heard about Rosie. Then he had met Lily, and the rest was history. At last, Lily stood up. "You've got a good eye for dogs, Anderson. I think you've found a real winner here. But if we take her home, are you willing to take care of her and learn how to train her? She's going to need someone who's patient and who listens." After hugging his mother, Anderson jumped up and down. The border collie leaped against the door to her cage. Anderson wiggled his fingers through the wire to scratch her nose. The collie already had a name, Sophie. She was 8 months old and had been found wandering along the river without a collar. Anderson wondered how anyone could have abandoned such a sweet and smart dog. He couldn't wait to call Jason and share the news. "Mom, can I borrow your phone, please? I want to call Jason and tell him about Sophie. Maybe he can come over and spend the night. What do you think?" Anderson asked. Lily looked startled. "Tonight? I don't think so. No, I don't think so. Hey, I've got an even better idea. Why don't we go to the pizza crust and have some lunch? Then we can come back here and pick up Sophie." Anderson knew something was up. His mother didn't like to eat at the pizza crust. He couldn't even remember the last time they had eaten there together. Jason's parents always took them to the pizza crust. "What's going on, Mom?" Anderson asked. "You're not telling me something. Is it about the rescue Dad's on?" Lily was quiet for a minute. "Yes, it is. But don't worry, because I'm sure everything's going to be fine. Let's have some lunch, okay? I'm starving. Then we'll come back for Sophie."